Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. Last week, we talked about the importance of stomach acidity in helping us digest proteins and minerals and support our immune systems. This week, we'll continue the discussion with a few suggestions that will help make the most out of one's normal digestive functions. As we age, it's no secret that certain of our body's functions tend to slow down. It seems that the production of digestive enzymes and stomach acidity would be included on that list. That's why it's important to make the most of what we have and supplement as we have need. One recommendation I'd like to make today is that you be a sleuth of food combinations that can optimize your digestion. This can be fun, albeit challenging, when in social situations such as eating at a restaurant. In those cases, I would say that the occasional indiscretion would probably not bother most people too much. Nevertheless, combining foods that improve digestion most of the time will yield dividends. To start, consider that water usually passes quickly through the stomach, but when large amounts are paired with a meal, that volume dilutes the enzymes the body needs to digest proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. A good rule of thumb is to drink as much water as desired at least 10 minutes before eating, and then wait an hour or so to have any other liquid after your meal. It's also advisable to avoid pairing fruits with meals. Fruit typically passes quickly through the stomach to be digested in the intestine, but pairing it with other foods that take longer to digest will confine the fruit to the stomach for too long, resulting in fermentation that can have the undesirable effects we discussed last week. Fruits might be best enjoyed alone and 30 to 60 minutes before other foods, as they can help prepare the digestive tract for the meal to come. After eating a meal, it's probably best to wait a couple hours or more before enjoying fruit again. The last category we'll cover today is avoiding animal proteins and starches together. You know, the steak and potatoes type meal. The combo of protein with starch can result in putrefied protein and fermented carbohydrate, causes of undesirable gas and bloating. So even though many recipes and restaurant menus include such combinations, it's wise to avoid meat and potatoes, chicken and pasta, and so on. It is more useful to combine vegetables without starch along with your meats. This could be leafy green veggies, for example, which are already rich in enzymes. I'm sure your gut will thank you. There are many more tips regarding food combinations than I have time to cover now, but I'm happy to share more information through the Healthy Living Radio section of drdavidwick.com.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.